En dat men bezig met alles. We hebben een machleikes between Shmuel en Rabbi Yochanan the reason for having to wait 3 months for Avchone. Shmuel said the Mekeres Alina from Aposik Liyesh Lecho Lelakim Lezarcha Lezarcha Achrecho, but in order to be Zeichot Ashrosa Shchine we need Zarei Meyuches Achot. And Rabbi Yochanan held that, brother held that the reason is because that Kilkulim can come about, or one can marry, an Och will marry a Chayseme Oviv, and they could be a Yibum on Eishesachiv Me'imoy, etc. So the Gemara says, Mosiv Rav Hananya. Rav Hananya asked, and Rabbi, Bekulon ani kairi behen mishum takonas erve. Rashi seems to learn all the achokis, the takonas, the gzeiros chazal, that they asked different types of notion, is mishum takonas erve, that's what he asked shnius. The kan, but this Indian of asering to marry Teich Gimel Chadoshim is Mishum Takonas Chalav. This is how it's Takonas Chalav. Be Misa, but if Rava is correct, Kula Mishum Takonas Elva. So everything is Takonas Elva. If I care, the reason of Avchon is, that's how Rava explained it, that could be a Kilkul. Person will be Baalach Ha'isim Me'oviv, he'll be Me'ab Me'ishas Achiv Me'imai. So Rava answered, "Hai mishum takonas vlad d'loy lifka b'hu erve." No, the Baraisa means to say that by all of them, it's mishum erve that the ish ve'ishe will not be nirshol and nisar erve. Here it's that the vlad shouldn't be nirshol and nisar erve. Let us see Rashi. Kol b'kulan ani kairi b'hem, kol noshim she'osru chachomim lehinosei, oi leishyabem, kairi ani b'hem takonas erve. The purpose of these isurim are takonas erve kadei shlo voyu lidei erve. V'kan b'hamtone shal gimol chadoshim she'osru chachomim l'shar noshim, ein kan takonas erve, Elo takonas hablat, lahatchin ben mihu. We should be able to be matchin ben mihu. Vimise dechoshech hachomim l'shem yisa achayis min oviv, onami takonas arvei. So the Gemara answers, the lo lifke vlad ber, but that's what the Baraisa means to say. The purpose of this takona is that the vlad should not be pegei ber. Aber kol shahan asois I ikka takanto hi u baal atzma idlo lifku be'elbe. Let us see Taisus. Shmuel had brought a posik lezara cho achecho, that in order that one should be zeiche liyois lachol alakim, one needs zari meyuches acho. So Taisus asks, the Kamepek Noisim Dorish Maikro Da Azalei Rachmona La Avrom Le Tinsev Oivedes Kechom Vishivchad Lo Yishachis Zaracho Basro. The Gemara in Noisim Alanuse Darshans a different drosha from this pasuk. Not that there's a din that you need Zarei Meyuches Achav, you have to know who the father is. It's a besundera zore that one should not marry such noshim which ain't zare in the yuchas achot. Gervigiyoris, we heard that a gervigiyoris that are megay themselves, they have to wait 3 months. Mikan mashmet the ger mutter begiyoris. That means that they were married before a goyin a goyte, and now later they both want to be megay, so they're permitted to remain married. Others held that it is not practical that they should remain married because they might return to their old ways.
So here it seems not like that.
Bekulanani koire. So Taisvis learns Ayevome Lechud Koi. This is going on Yevome. Mishum Elve. Venokat Loshin Kulon. Mishum Da'ayri Bechol Yevomeis. Bein Arusais. Bein Nesuais. Bein Lehis Yabein. Oile Hinose Leshut Imchol Tzotev Gimel. Kulon Tzichis Lahamtin Shloisha Chadoshim. You'll have to wait 3 months. Mishum Elve. And now here, Rab Simcha Mibotzva asks Akasha, places learned that everything is going on a Yevome. All these dinim are Mishum, the aces we had. In the Mishnah, there's a din. We have to wait 3 months by Yevome, and we have to wait 3 months by Stam Isha. So the Zabarais is saying the 3 months that you wait by Yevome is Alz Erve. The 3 months that you wait, by Stam Ish is Alf Takonos Avlad. So, Lechere, the Rab Simcha Midesva asks that, Taisa says, what's the Kulon? All cases of Yevomis. That means, you're not allowed to be Miyabim Teir Gimel. Oh, that's very good. That could be Shemerva. Maybe she's Muberes. And, you'll be Bailon Aisha Soch. But then Taisus also says it includes Imchol Tzoteich Gimel Kulon Tzirich Slahamten Shloisha Chadoshim. You have to wait 3 months. Al this is Al Tzibom Elashuk. So what is the Loshon the Kulon Mishum Elve? That's what Rab Simcha Midesva asks on Taisus. He wants to say sometimes we find the Chai Galavna also called Elve. I thought there's a very interesting Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Kuflam, but hey, the Gemara wants to differentiate a kula that exists by a Shvuya Lekoyim. It does not exist by a Yevama Leshuk. So the Gemara says such a Loshen, Im Hekalnu B'Shvuya Nekel B'Eishas Ish? That's a Loshen HaGemara. And the Hashbam says it's a Chiyav Chenek. But Al Kaponim, we see the Gemara called by Yevama Leshuk an Eishes Ish. That's Pash of the Kodesh. See, a Eishes Hameis Achutza Leizo. So it could be that is why she's called an Elve. Let me boy, according to those that hold Kedushin is in Taifas, be Yevama Leshuk, it's Zichagur. Not only Kedushin is Taifas, but could be the Loshen Elve is not to bear. Okay. Now, we are, in reality, starting something a little new. The Gemara, we had before, but you have to wait 3 months when a husband dies or gives a get to his wife. You have to wait 3 months before she's permitted to get married. So, we should know clearly who the, if she'll become Uberes, if it's the Vlad Horishin or the Vlad Hashem. So the Gemara asks as follows. Bishloim, tamtin beis chadoshim v'tinosei, that I understand. To wait 2 months and then to get married, that's really shrekler. The hainus veike. That it not say, well, I understand that's not permissible. The hainus fake it. That is our suffix. Ibar tisha lekamo. Ibar shiba lebasra. That means that if she'll get married after 2 months and she'll have a child after 7 months, so you will not know whose child this is. If it's about shiva lebasra or about tisha lekamo. So that's posha. 2 months is no good. Elatamtin chaydish echad v'tinase. So the Gemara asks, but wait 1 month, and then let her get married after 1 month. Now the Gemara explains, so let's see what's going to happen. V'ilashiva yolda, if she'll give birth after 7 months, hay bar shiva labasro. So then we know klo that this is a child of the second husband. because if it's from the first husband, so it's an 8-month-old child, and an 8-month-old child cannot live. Not Bisman Chazal was unable to live. A Ben Shmein is like a mace. So wait 1 month, and then we'll see if it will be born after 7 months. We know Klo, it's a child of the second husband. If she'll give birth after 8 months, Hai Baltisha Lakamu. So then we know Klo, if it's 8 months, so it can't be from the second husband, because if it's alive, an 8-month-old child will not live. So it's from the first husband. So Lamaisa, the Gemara says, I have a wonderful Eitzah. Wait a month and get married, and then I'll see if she'll give birth in 8 months. So I know Klo, it's the son of the first one. It can't be of the second one, because it'll be a bashmeine. If it's 7 months, then it's Klo, the son of the second one, because it can't be from the first one, because it's a child that's ches chadoshim. So the Gemara answers, the kash is not gefelach. Inami litmanya yoda. Even if it'll give, let's take the second half of your kash. Let's say it'll give, well, second possibility. Maybe it'll give birth after 8 months. Ikalameima de baslu. It could very well be this is the child of the second husband. If it's a child of the second husband, 8 months can't live. Is Dilma Ishtuye Ishtai Chaydeshechad Viyabu? Who said that she become Uberes right away? Maybe she didn't become Uberes the first month, she came Uberes the second month. So Mamela, by waiting 1 month, I haven't the faintest idea who this child belongs to. It belongs to the first husband, and it's a 9-month-old child, or belongs to the second husband, and it's a 7-month-old child. Let us see Rashi. Habar zayin lebaslo di mikame yabro. Because if after seven months di mikame yabro, if she became uberes from the first one, shemeis yishtaker the bartamanyu. So then it's an 8-month-old child, the bartamanyu lechai. In Dami Litmanya, the oldest mom says, no, it could be she can give birth after 8 months. Tirutsu. Aye, how could it be of the second husband that can't live? Ishtai, la'ache shenosa. She waited a month to become muberes. So Rashi says, Wudinami the Mosala Trutsi Inami Lishiva Yolda, the first child could also find them. Let's say she'll give birth after 7 months, ikalameima bartisha lekamu. It could say the most akash, if she gives birth after 7 months, it can't be from the first one, because it's a ben shmeine. So Rashi says ikalameima bartisha lekamu meikore chaydish echad the abra kaidem isosai. That but could be she became uberes a month before he died. So Mamela, so I also won't know anything. You don't say all cases. As long as there's one case that will, I'll remain in a suffix, so you can't rely on this pattern of waiting a month, because I can still remain in a suffix. The Taisa Rosh says the Gemara really was asking also the dinner zafilu she got, was married to the first husband one day. It's also same halachi, you need havchone. So on one day, we zichev the kasha, will be born after 8 months. Al kochach, it's the ben of the sheni, not of the rishon. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'tamtin shnei chadoshim umachze v'tinose. Let her wait 2.5 months. Why do you have to wait 3 complete months? 2.5 months. Let her get married. Now, what's going to happen? Dila Shiva Yolda, if she'll give birth after 7 months, Hai Bar Shiva Labasu, so Kol Choch, it's a bar shiva labasra. Because if it's from the first one, so why wasn't I born after 9 months? I was born 9.5 months later, so it's a koch, not in the first one. The Rishash asks here a kasha, there's a Gemara Vaita, Rabbi Tosfos, says that it's possible that a woman can be late. And he said she can give birth after 12 months. That's what Rabbi Tosfos said. So the Rishash asks, so what's pshat in our Gemara? The Gemara says, if you'll get married, she'll get married after 2.5 months, so I'll know after 7 months, I know it's from the second one. I know it's from the second, maybe it's from the first, and she came late, she gave birth late. So he wants to say one of the two, but the Hor is either others say we don't pass, like Rabbi Tosfos, or this Rabbi Kivege brings down a Yad Aliyo in the Chuvis. The Yad Aliyo says something very interesting. The Yad Aliyo said, Rabbi Tosfos said that after 12 months it can still be, a lady. So the Yad Aliyo said after 12 months. It could be 9 months or 12 months. But in between, the Rabbi Tosfos never said 10 months, 11 months. Either, there's 9 months and 12 months. It's such a Seder. So according to Rabbi Kivege says it's Tzicha, not like that. But Kivege brings down a Maril. The Maril says there was someone, a Rabbi Shloime, that went away to learn for 11 months. And after 11 months, after 11 months, his wife had a child. And she was a tzaddikis and a chassidah. She zicha wasn't mezane. So we didn't say, we paskin like Rabbi Tosfos. Al koponim, Rabbi Kivege says, the zicha no inyan of dafke 12 months. But the Rishash Tain is, according to the Yad Aliyo, so it's good agemore. According to Rabbi Kivege, it's fair. So why did the Gemara assume for such a small pshute? That if she gives birth in 7 months, I know it's the son of the second, not of the first. Let's go further. And if she'll give birth after 6.5 months, which means that that's 9 months from the first husband, is I Baltisha Lakamo. So then I know that the child is about Tisha Lakama, the I Bar Basrahu, because if it's the child from the second one, Bar Shito Pal Goloi Chayis, it's not 7 months either, it's only 6.5 months. So the Gemara says, Inami, that's no kasha. Inami Lishito Pal Goyoldo, a fellow shall give birth after 6.5 months, is also Ikalameima the Basrahu. You'll also have a suffix, maybe, this is the child of the second one. Why? Hamamazutra afilu lemande yoma yeledes letes eina yeledes lemkutoy. Afilu according to Mandioma that says that if a woman gives birth for a 9 month pregnancy, she has to have a full 9 months. Aboyolda lezayin yeledes lemkutoy. But if a woman gives birth after 7 months, she did not need a full 7 months. If already it had, and she had entered the 7th month, she could also have a normal child. Shenamar it says in the pasuk, "Vahi litkufais hayomim." Mi tkufais beis. A tkuf is a 3 month period. So 2 tkufis are 6 months. Mi yomim beis. So after 6 months and 2 days, you could have the kabbalah already. What does Rashi say? If Ulam and Yomim Mesechus need to be pegged in Eis Kusim, Vahil et Kufa Is HaYomim, Reishi Shech HaDoshim O Beis Yomim. So the Gemara asks further, V'tamtin Mashu, let her wait a week, V'tinose, and let her get married. V'chim Molu Shloi Shech HaDoshim, and after 3 months, Lebotko, will be Baidika, but it's Rashi. V'tamtin mashehu shavua oi shavuayim. Let her wait 1 week or 2 weeks. Chimolo gimel chadoshim liyoy misis baila. Then, when it becomes 3 months from when her husband died, shederech uba liyisnika, then with the tzuker uba, lebotka bidadeho. So then, let's be boidik, 3 months after Mrs. Bala, will be boidik to dadin, kederech noshim. So that, v'ima abro, so if we see that there was a shini in the dadin, it's vadi batamu. So then, we know klo, that she's mu'uberes from the first husband. V'i bar basro, if she was mu'uberes, from the second husband, akati lehava minka lemolu shloisha chadoshim linsoel, because 3 months did not pass by. The chosale yehu mashu shemtina. We waited a week, so till 3 complete months, there is no shini whatsoever. So if we'll see after 3 months that there's a shini in the dadim, so al kochoch will know klal that this is dabar kamen. Ve'iloi minka, and if after 3 months we make this bedike and we see that there's no simin, lebosochi minka vadi babasru. So the Gemara says, so I have a good eight, so why do you have to wait 3 months? We'll wait a week, we'll make a bedike after 3 months. I wanted to just say a shtikel ha'ore. L'chayre bizmaneinu, it's zichen not like that. From Rashi we see a meyre b'kizach. That the ashinoi in the dadim will not occur till 3 full months pass by. And I heard bizmaneinu that there's a heke right away. There's a heke right away. So, nishtanu ativim. I mean, it's very interesting. Now, it could be the inyan of nishtano ativim is totally in something else. There's a tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger in Simen Kuf Chof Ches brings down as follows. In Shulchan Aruch it is brought down that a mu'uberes, the first 3 months of the Yemei Ha'ibur, she could expect her best. After 3 months when the suka ubra, then she doesn't have to be chayish for her best. Rabbi Kiveger in the Tshuvah says, bizmaneinu, it's nishtana ateva, that as soon as an isha becomes muberes, is nistalik vesto. But agavuch, Rabbi Kiveger says, amayru dikechidish, but since no poisik says this in Shulchan Aruch, that so it should be brought down in Shulchan Aruch, so memele, so he wants to say the dinim and shulchan aruch are still existent, even though by us we see a shini atev. But al koponim, we see bizman chazal and bizman shulchan aruch, that the first 3 months there was a regular vest. So it could be that these shinuyim that we see, that the shinuyim before 3 months, this is totally because the vest stops right away. So as soon as the vest stops right away, so we have already shinuyim in the gufa isha that she's muberes. Bizman chazal, there was a normal riyas vest the first 3 months. So bizman chazal, there was no shinuy begufa whatsoever. A week before the 3rd month, it was impossible to see anything begufa. So Memela, so the Gemara asked, so why do you have to wait 3 months? The whole Indian is to be Mavara, if she's Muberes, whose child this is. Wait 1 week, be Boidika after 3 months, and already we'll solve all our, will be Mavara, all our Sveikas. Omar Rav Safre ein Boidkin Esanesuis. Now that's not an Eitzer. Shloi Yizganu al Baleim. She's married already. She got married after a week, and now you'll be Boydika. Maybe she's more better than the first husband. It's not a batam tezach. So that is no wait. So the Gemara says, you don't have to be Boydika behedye, v'nivdika behilucha. That means 3 months is hukah ubra. So when she walks down, she presses down with a heavier footstep because it's Hukah Rubra. So we will just follow her when she walks in Afal Tichulach. So we'll look at the steps after 3 months and we'll be able to be Mevara right away if she's Muberis or not. And she won't know about it. Her husband won't know about it. And Al Kapon, but we'll know about it. Omar, Omi, Bachome, Isha, Mechapa, Atzma, Kadeshi, Yirash, Beno, Benichsei, Bailo. But she doesn't want us to know about it. She would very well prefer that if she's having a child, that the son should Yarshin Nichsei Bailo. It should be a son from the first husband who gave her a get or died. She wants to have a son from this husband. So the weaker soul that it's Hukar Ublo, she'll camouflage her steps in order that no one should be able to recognize that she's Muberis already. Zot Rashi. Bi'ilucha me'ilichen oisa ba'ofot ichua, imuberesi psi'eser nikoreis umamikreis yoiser mishanosh miketel on the footsteps, she'avlad machbido kach motzosi b'tshubis ha'goinim. Let us see Taisvis, the Tamti Masha, but you know Silabdaf Gemasha, so Sich Lamtin Shloisha Yomim Shal Kvitas Hazer, and the Sich has to pass by. Look to Gemara Baita. Heiche de Kimlon de Boberes. So Gemara says, I hear now, there's an Issa to marry an Isha if when after marrying her, I will have Sveikas. The children are the Kame, the Bar Basra. So that I understand this union of waiting in order to not to have to have these Sveikas in front of us. But the Gemara asked, let me ask you a different shayla. Heiche de Kimlon de Miberesi. But when I know she's Muberes, I'm not close, she's Muberes from the first husband. Tinasi, let her get married then. Then there's no Sveikas of Avchon. I know she's Muberes. Alomos Vanya, we learned a baraisa lo yisa oda muberes chavere menekes chavere. One is not permitted to marry a muberes chavere umeinekes chavere. Why not? Vimnosa yoitzi vila yarze lomis. And if he married her, he has to give her a get, he can't be marzer her lomis. So lochere, why not? What's wrong? Why can he marry her? There's no shalav avchon. I know klo. This is the child of the first husband. So the Gemara says, no. If she get married and she's muberes, zere shemetasa ubra sandal. Maybe, and she's tachas baila asheni, and he'll be boil her, and she be, might become nisaber again, and the second ibur might go and squash the first ibur, the sakone. So therefore, you can't marry muberes chaveri. So the Gemara says, ihochi, if that is the reason, the day nami, so how is a person permitted to be boil his wife? You also have the same shashemetas uburasandal. So what is the teret? So we hear the whole sugi in the first peg. If we hold that is a sakon, and therefore one should be mishamish b'moich, so you mishamish b'moich. This is not a problem which only arises when it's muberes chaveiroi. This problem is a problem always. How is one permitted to be boil ishtek shimoberet? So either with a moich or min shemaim yirachmu. Hochinam ilamando mava moich. The moich ilamando min shemaim yirachmu. Min shemaim yirachmu. So the Gemara says, Elo mishum dichaso. What is dichaso? Dichaso means that the shas will be boil and she's moberes. He might put pressure on the blood. And that alone might harm the vlad, the uber. So the Gemara says, "Ihochi di dei nami." So it's also you're bringing now a new problem. So how is one permitted all the time to be boil ishtei muberes? What's the dichas of that? So the Gemara says, "Di dei chayis ilave." If it's his child, it's his uber, so he's careful.
So the Gemara says, please. This person is not a Ritzayach, he's not a Sheif of Damim. He realizes there's a potential neshama here, there's a nubah here. I mean, the same thing, the same amount that he is careful by his own uba, will be careful by someone else's uba. He's not a Sheif of Damim. The Yiddish neshama. Someone says, you're right. No, so we're back to the kasha. So why are you not permitted to marry muberes chavera? So the Gemara answers, Ella de sa muberes leminika kaima. Normally, a woman who's muberes, when the child will be born, she'll nurse the child. What's wrong with that? Is dume I abro. Maybe she'll become, after she gives birth to this child, now she's in the midst of nursing this child, she'll become Uberes from the second husband, Uma'acher Chelbo, and her Cholov will become Niskalko, because she's Uberes. Now, the child will not have what to nurse from, one of milk to nurse from, the Kotlolai. So the child will die. So therefore, in order to prevent this tragedy and calamity, we said she shouldn't get married. Till 24 months, till we know the child already was nursed for 24 months. So the mother says, I don't understand. So this problem is a problem not by Muberes Chaveri. Not by Menekes Chaveri. When his wife is a Menekes, so what's going to be? He's going to be Boil and she'll become Muberes, and then again we have this problem. We have this problem. So the Gemara answers, "Didei memas mesolei bebeim v'cholof." So the Gemara says that his child, who costs money, it's an expense, but he'll go and he'll feed it cholof and beim. That's the Bakim formula, bismama. And the mele, that'll take care of the child. So the Gemara says, "Didonami mamas mislebe bein v'cholo." So we have an eitza also. So if she'll become pregnant again, so he can give the child bein v'cholo. So the Gemara says, "Lo yod lo ba." That her husband won't give. It's a small fortune, the bein v'cholo. His own child will do it. Yenim skin, he should support Yenim skin. That he won't do. So Mamele, so the mother that is nursing the child is not available. She's Muberes already. And then the Baal Hasheni will not support this child. So Mamele, so the child will die. Won't have enough food to eat. So the Gemara says, so the Litvina Liyoshim. So let's be Tebeya the Yoshin. That means this. So this is a child of the first husband, so let's go to the Yoshin. They're responsible for the mizainus of this child. Omar Abaye Isha Busha Lovay Bezn. But she starts to go and schlep them to Bezn. Is Memela Boireges as Benot. So Lamaise, if she'll be permitted to marry someone in the Schov Dalet Chodesh, the Maise, we are putting the Vlad in a sakone, so therefore Chazal asked her that she's not allowed to get married. Let us see Rashi. V'minsevo dulma ma'abro la'acha le'doso u'miyacha ola chelbo v'koto l'bro b'rof v'mas m'soloi machilosoi. It's not his son. So let's be Tevei from the Yoshim Barishim. Isha boy shalavi lebezn, litvoye Yoshim b'shvil b'no. Peirege says, b'no al kolcha meis b'no b'rov. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis says, stam muberes lemeiniko kaimam. Rabbeinu Shimshon Zekeinoi, Stam Muberes Lameinika Kaime.
Rabbeinu Shimshon Zkeinoi Shel Rashbo Hoya Oimer, De Grusha Meinekes Muteres Linosoi. Rabbeinu Shimshon said that a Grusha that's a Meinekes Muteres Linosoi Mishum Deloi Mishab Delohoni. That's not her responsibility. So why should she have to suffer? She can't get married for 2 years because of this child. It's not her responsibility. That's either the responsibility from her first husband. So that's his peckle. So that's what Rabbeinu Shimshon said. Nizgarshen koifa. Ve'inir Rabbeinu tam. The Gemara did not know the reason why she's not permitted to get married. So first the Gemara said, Shemata Subru Sandal, or the Hatzdichasa. Now, according, if that would be the reason, is Lehoya Chiluk Bein Almana Lagusha, then this halacha would apply in all cases. Is Vuhu Adilai Taime. So now that the Gemara said that a third time, we're not saying new halachas. That means the halachas is the same like we understood till now. And if the reasons were al-sandal and al-zdichasa, so these reasons would apply by a grusha also. So now we just as another time, al-kolchoch, the halach applies by a grusha also. We're not changing the halachas. The oid, this cheshbin bechlal is not such an oiskahat na cheshbin. Amon agufi, I amra eini nizaynis veini oise, oitavik subosa le mishtabda. It's also, she's not forced to nurse the child, or if she'll say eini nizaynis veini oise, or she tabeak subi, it's also, she's not mechuyib. So also say the same thing. So by says, we don't say such a thing, we're placing beshiltis rabachoi, the loishna grusha, the loishna almone, the maise, they are not permitted to get married. And that's what we pass on in Shulchan Aruch also. Zok to Gemara weiter. The grad in Shulchan Aruch has brought on a machloikis by the zayne. If one is permitted to marry a zayna that's mu'uberes or a meinekes, there is a svara to say that there he is permitted because lemais is a zay. If she won't get married, she'll think about the welfare of the child. If she'll continue being a zayna, the welfare of the child is very insecure. If that's her business, she's a zayne, so she'll become uberes again, and the zichah no one is going to take care of it. So could be there is a svare that the child is more secure by getting married than by her remaining a zayne. So others want to be makel by a zayne. We had in the Mishnah, achas psulois v'achas beulois. The Tanakhama said that the din havchone applies by a psula. That means even though she's a psula from the first husband, so I know klo that she's not muberes. She still have to wait 3 months. Then it says vachas bulois. Then it says achas arusois vachas nesuois. So lechay, this is very repetitious. Psulois are bulois. Psulois are arusois. Bulois on the suay. So the Gemara asks, "Hai niu besulois, vai niu arusais. Hai niu bulois, vai niu nesuais." They're the same. It's not two distinct cases. Omar Rabbi Yehuda hochi kama. No, achas psulois, achas bulois, and now shenis almulu, it's not another case. Now we're explaining these psulois, oi bu'ulois, achas bu'ulois, shenis almu, shenis garshu, beimina erisin, that's psulois, beimina suis, beimina suin, that is, the bu'ulois. That means it's not two different cases, it's psulois and bu'ulois, and then he's explaining
what happened. They got the Nisalmon is Garshu by Neres and by Menesu. Let us see Rashi. I knew Psulois, I knew Arusois. Ochodei, Teich Mashkachas lo Psulei Yevomim lo Yarusa. There's a Marsha on this Rashi, it's a difficult Marsha that Rashi seemed to learn that this is speaking about Yevomim. It's very, the passage of the Mishnah is not like that. It's two different cases. It's all one case. He's explaining what he said before. Rabbalozo loy ol lebei midrashim. Rabbalozo, one time he didn't call into the base medrash. Ashkechei le Rabasi, he met Rabasi, omar loy my omar rabbonon lebei midrashim. What was nischadish in the base medrash today? I was unable to go. So tell me what was nischadish in the base medrash. Omar loy hochi omar rabbi yechanin aloche ke rabbi yosi. We pass in light Rabbi Yossi. We had Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. And, we had Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. But the Pashas, let's just flow through the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on the Tanakama. The Tanakama made a loy plug. Yegeizer, Arusais, Otto Nesueis. Yegeizer, Loyis Arsu, Otto Shalayinosu. Rabbi Yehuda said, you don't make such and the suis is also. If they were in the suis, they can make eiris in her. She won't become uberis. And if she was one, if she was previously in arusa, she can make nesuin also because she wasn't a uberis. And Rabbi Yossi said, "Kala noshim yis also chutz min almona mipnei ha'evil." And Rashi had learned from the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi means kala noshim. Yisalsu means Nisua is Yisalsu, and Anusa is Yinosu. Chutz min almona, and almona min anisuim is not allowed to make erisin als avelus. But like this, Rashi learns in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi holds everything like Rabbi Yehuda. He just is machmel, so all these chumras of Havchone, that the Tanakhama said that, that Eirusin is also, and Arusa is also Linosei. This is Rabbi Yossi is Chaylik, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Asi told Rabbi Elozo that Rabbi Yochanan said today in the Beis Medrash, Alochik Rabbi Yossi. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi. And therefore it comes out, Arusa is Yinosu, Nesua is Yisarsu, finished. So the Gemara says, Mechlal, Naf Rabbi Yechanin, Kepaskan let Rabbi Yossi, Lecheir, it's not so posh. The Tanakhama says that, Kol Shar Noshim, Lo Yisarsu, Velo Yinosu, Achilim Shloisha Chadoshim, the Tanakhama is Machna. Eirusin is also, Nesun is also, everything is also for everyone. So, Vaistois, the, Halacha Kabyesi, Mechlal Di Yechidoi Poligolei. So it seems Rabbi Yochanan understood that the Tanakam is not a Das Rabin. The Tanakam is a Yochid. It's a Memele, it's a Yochid. And Rabbi Yossi, you can pass him like Rabbi Yossi. If the Tanakam would be a Rabin, so you can pass him like, Yochid Varab, Malacha Kerab. So the Mel says, "In that's right. It is that way. The Tanakamo is Chaylik and Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Yossi is a Yochid. For Asanya, we learned about Raise Ben Yichuse that the Tanakamo is Chaylik and Rabbi Yossi is a Yochid. The Braise says as follows: Arei Shahoiso Ridufo Leilech Lebei Sabia. You have a woman that was very shchiach bebeis avia. She went home every month to gedonishtik, and before her husband died, it was more than month to gedonishtik. She was there a long time bebeis avia. So memele, when her husband died, we can't have a suffix that she became uberes because she was in bebeis avia the whole time. So there's no suffix. The last 6 months she was bebeis avia. So she's not muberes. Oy shahoyo lo kas bebeis baila, or she was take not bebeis avia, but it was kas bebeis baila. So it's kas bebeis baila. So also you don't have to declare there was any tashmish. There was kas bebeis. Oy shahoyo baila chodesh bebeis asurim, or the husband was in prison. It's also, there's no suffix. She didn't become a bear. So we're speaking about these are cases of Nesuis. Aisha, Aya, Bala, Zokain, Aisha, Zokain, they can't have children, Aisha, 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 Pila, Acha, Mises, Baila, or she was Mapple after her husband died. Aisha, Aisha, Akora, Iskaina, Aiktana, Yailanis, Aisha, Nevu, Yalele. In all these cases, Kulam, Srichais Lahamten Gimul Chadoshim Divre Rameyas. Rameyas said, I know Meiker Adin, you don't have to clear a shaila if she's Muberes, she's Zicha not Muberes, but Chazar Bogoire, but this is a Nesue that I know that she's not Muberes, and Chazar Bogoire, all Nesues are to Nesue that can be Muberes. They didn't want to differentiate, so you all have to wait 3 months before they get married. That's Rameyas. Rabbi Yehuda, or the Zagirse Rabbi Yaisi, Mate li ores li nose miyat. That is Mate. You're allowed to make Eresin, you're allowed to make Nisun, even though she's a Nisun already. But I know she's not Muberes from the first husband, because it's one of these cases that occur, that she's not Muberes from the first husband, he was a Zokain, or Redufe, etc. So she's allowed to get married. So you see, Klor, the Tanikam of Rabbi Yossi is Rameya. So Mameya, that's Pshat. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Allah, ke Rabbi Yossi, because there's no Rabbim. Vosanya ben Nichusa, the Baraisa, we see who the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda is Rameya. The Gemara says further, Omer Abchiyya Bar Abba, Choza by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan et Charot. You don't paskin like Rabbi Yosef. You paskin like the Tana Kamen. Omar Rabbi Yosef, if he did have charote, you know what motivated him to have charote? We must nisen the karm mohodabe. It was a baraisa that was nishna bekerem beyavne, and that baraisa told him he should be chayza. The sanya, Omar Rabbi Shmuel, benoi shor Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, shamati mipi chachomim bekerem beyavne, Kulon tzrichais lahamtin shloisha chadoshim. They all have to wait shloisha chadoshim. So there's enough in the Baraisa, you have to wait shloisha chadoshim, so he was chayza. Om ale Rab Yirmiel Rab Zrike ki ailes lakamei de Rav Abo. So Rab Yirmiel told Rab Zrike, when you go into Rav Abo, romilei eskim akashe. Vi omar Rab Yirmiel Rabbi Yochanan had said, Halacha kistam mishneh. We paskin like a stam mishneh. Usnan kol anoshim lo yinosu v'lo yisarsu achi elem shloisha chadoshim. Achas psulois v'achas buulois. So Mele, he told them, when you go into Rav Abo, ask him this kashin. Amalei, so he told them, the Ramalocha lechosh lekimche. And the one who asked this kasha is lechosh lekimche. Stam va'acha kach machlekesi. And alochik is stam. In the same mishta, it's a stam that is a machlekes right away. Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Yeshe, chaylik on the tana kamen. So this doesn't have a din of a stam mishta. Amar Pope, Vitaim Rabbi Yochanan, Machloikis, Vachakach Stam, Alochikis Stam, Stam Vachakach Machloikis, Ein Alochikis Stam. Before we see Rashi, I'd like to say over, there's a Goin in Mishlei, the Goyin translates, what is Pshat Lechosh Lekimche, the Santa Loshen. So the Goyin says, Utis he says Pshat na Mishnah and Oveis, the Mishnah says in Oveis, I mean, Kemach ein Teire, I mean, Teire ein Kemach. So the Goyin says that there are two Mikzayis in Limud HaTeire. There's a Yediyas HaTeire, and then there's taking apart the halachas and analyzing each halacha. So the Yediyas HaTeire, that's called Teire. That's what the person has to have Yediyas HaTeire. And then analyzing and taking each halacha apart, that's called Tchine. You're taking it, you're taking it apart. Rabbi Kiva, Hoya Oiker Horim V'Toichanon Zu B'Zu B'Sporet. That means he used to, from a Kreva Har, that he can't get through, and he took it all apart. V'Toichanon Zu B'Zu B'Sporet. So that's called the Kemach of Teire. So the Goyin says, Pshat is like this. Pshat is im ein Teire, ein Kemach. If a person doesn't have Yediyah, so he knows one Halacha, so make a whole shtick Teire on this one. You can't take it apart. You don't have Yediyah. You have nothing what to work with. Im ein Teire, ein Kemach. But im ein Kemach, ein Teire. But you just know a belt of Yediyah, and that's it. And you don't take these Yediyah apart. That's also, so the Goyin says that shot lechosh lekimche. That means if a person asks a kasha and the kasha doesn't make too much sense, so that means the kemach he's making, it's lechosh lekimche. It's not, he's not taking anything apart. It's he's making a mishmash. That's not called, that's a taish lechosh lekimche. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Alochi ki Rabbi Yosi, the shori arusis linose, oil velekala mechesh, lezera horishin. The pasuk with Rabbi Yosi, and the rus is allowed to get married. Oil velekala mechesh, lezera horishin. Because there was no zera, because, lezera horishin, because she was an arusa. Unesua liores. Nesua is permitted to become an arusa. She won't become uberes. I did not get Rabbi Yosi, v'loy Rabbi Yehuda. So why did he hop on Rabbi Yosi? The Rabbi Yehuda, nam ishori yarusa lino se bedye, mushum the Rabbi Yosi nemuke imoy. So that's why he hopped on halachic Rabbi Yosi. Mechlal di chido poligalei. So the Gemara says, if Rabbi Yochanan was able to pass like Rabbi Yosi, so we see that the Tanakam is a das yochid. Tanakam adom v'loy yinos, v'loy yisarsu, Achas arusos vachas psulos the osar afil arusos liores. But on a kama asas afil an arusos liores. Koshken li nosei yichidoi v'lav stoma da rabimu. So therefore you can pass him according to Rabbi Yosi. Ochi galsinin en v'asanya benichus. Taka the baraisa says like that. Redut regilo. V'gam somoch lemisosoi omdo beveis avios man merube. Somoch when the husband died, she was as man merube beveis avios, like lamemu meberesi. Oy shoyu lakas, v'loy shimsho, akoro, sheneke rachmo, v'nitlo haim shelo. Hailanis mime imo lakuyi, this is a machlo, she was born like that. V'ein lo simoniseyo bedadim. Is the Tanakama says kulam tzriches lahamtin the gos which is ramei the gos who shein ruya otaruya. I feel that she's not ruya lehisabel, but the guys ain ruya otaruya. Then the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechonon was choizes. The Gemara says he was choizes. He was nisin the karmel shanishnes bekerem beyavne. Machmas oish se mishne chozaboy. Bekerem beyavne shoye yoishim shurei shureis kein etiyas hakerem. Chosh lekimche lamashu toichen umoitzi mipiv kleima ledibure. Stam vacha kach machleike zi doifel kielero Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Yehuda. Machleike zvacha kach stam benches sosam achel miyad Boise Mesecht, Ben Shesosam Acher, Ben Mesecht Acheres. Vayse yasei de kugernosin temol etzaba de machlekes ba bekama ba goyzlo besosim ba metzia kol meshani yodo al tachtoyne besosim lon kam yudu dami meshvach yasle yitzia alochi kistam. So kaponim, the Gemara says that that Rabbi Yechon only paskens like a stam mishneh if it is a stam, if it is a machlekes vachkach stam, or stam zeh a stam, but a stam vachkach machlekes, he doesn't pasken. Hagavucha, just like to say over for 1 minute, Rabbi Chonon, in Kovit Shiurim, in Masechtas Boba Basra, Ois Tarla Med Gimel, explains, what is Pshat, that we pasken like a stam mishneh? What's that a stam mishneh? Stam mishneh is Rabbeinu HaKodesh, let's see here, Machlekes Tanoim. Rabbeinu HaKodesh felt the halacha is like this Tane, so he didn't bring down a Machlekes. He wrote a stam mishneh. Finished, we pasken like the stam mishneh. So, Frekta Bochonon, giving all due respect to Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Rabbeinu HaKodesh was a Tane like any other Tane. You have Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda. You have a Tanoim. Now, this one holds like this and this one holds like this. So, we don't know how to paskin. Rabbeinu HaKodesh was soisim the Mishnah. That means Rabbeinu HaKodesh holds the lochas like this. Now we paskin like the Stam Mishnah. Rabbeinu HaKodesh is also a Tana. What is the difference between the a Stam of Rabbeinu HaKodesh or a Das Yachid of another Tana? So, Abba Chonam brings down that, when Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Masada the Mishnayis, so as she says in Bob Metzia, he was Ma'asif Kol Chachmei Hadar. And they all were Masada, the Sidra Mishnayis came about to the Yeshiva of Rabbi, which Kol Chachmei Hadar were there, and if it was a Stam Mishnah, so that means that Kol Chachmei Hadar agreed that that's how we paskin. That's the Taitcha Stam Mishnah. It's not Das Rebbe. It's Das Kol Chachmei Adar. Stam V'Acha Kach Machloikis means when they were learning the next Perik or the next Mesechta, they thought it over again. And they said maybe their Achlota was not a true Achlota. So therefore they made a Machloikis to show that then we thought it was like this. Now we think differently. So therefore, Tosfos says in Bob Metzia, that's which not, that the gather of Stam Achachach Machlekes is what if it's it depends when is the Achachach. It does not depend the way we have this Seder Hashas. There's a certain Seder, one Mesechta comes after the other Mesechta, but Stam Achachach Machlekes is totally how it was learned in the Yeshiva of Rebbe. That's what we have to know what their machzor was. So if they learned Yevomis after Ksubis, so the Achakach is Yevomis. And if we don't know Betray Mesechtes Ein Seder LeMishnah, that means we don't have a Mesoire what their machzor was, which Mesechta they learned first. So we can't know if it's Stam Achakach Machlekes, and Machlekes Vachakach Stam. Zogt Tosfos. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Kol Hanoshim Yisarsu. Be'erevin Perish Bekunteris. Now, before we learn this Tosfos, let's just look again at the Mishnah a little earlier, and then we'll see what the problem is. We have here Amachloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Now, Rabbi Yehuda was very explicit. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Hanesuois Yisarsu, Vaharusois Yinosu. So he said klar that you don't have to make any chumras, any gzeiris. Whatever is mutter is mutter. If she's an Nesuah, well, you can make erisin right away. You don't have to wait 3 months to make erisin. If she was an Arusa, you can make Nesuah right away. He said rochel bitraktar. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Kol Hanoshim Yisarsu. Now this is a shreklach loshen. This loshen, it would seem, if we'll take it literally, that means Kol Hanoshim Yisarsu. Kol Hanoshim includes Arusas also. So it comes out he's a machma over Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said Arusas Yinosu, and he says Kol Hanoshim Yisarsu. Well, everyone, all Noshim Yisarsu. So it would seem that Arusesh is also only Yisalso and not Yinosu. is be'ere ben perish bekuntres, so Rashi ne'ere ben takaloin tapshat. The afilo arusa is tafki yis arso. The afilo arusa is only yis arso loy trabiyasi. Avo yinosu loy, the goza rabiyasi arusa otu nesuwe. That's what Rashi says in Erebe. The ein nire, so Toisve says, I wish to disagree with Rashi, the goras bebraise de redufe rabiyasi matilores. We had mentioned this girsois. Rabbi Yehuda Matiloris, that says Bayos, the Goin says, oh, there's a Goyis Rabbi Yehisi Matiloris. So Taisu says like this, if we're Goyis Rabbi Yehisi Matiloris, so Rabbi Yehisi Matiloris Vilinosei Miyad. So Rabbi Yehisi is Matilinosei. So if we're Goyis Rabbi Yehisi Matiloris Vilinosei Miyad, in Kain Koshed Rabbi Yehisi Yad Rabbi Yehisi. So then we'll have a Meridigaskina Rabbi Yehisi. The Hori Gozar, in our Mishnah, Rashi says he was Gozar Aful Arusa Otu Nesua. And Arusa is not permitted to get, to make Nesuin. And with Gozar Arusa Otu Nesua. Is Kosh Kenavla Lemigzer Nesua Redufa Otu Shaini Redufa. So why was he Makel in the Barais of Gavdufa? He said a Nesua Redufa. If she was by her father for 5 months, forget about it. So there's no Dinavchone. So, Memelus, if we're Geis, if we're Geiris Rabbi Yossi in the Bereise, so Rashi is sicher wrong. I mean, so it's a Sirim Rabbi Yossi. Vafilu Goras Bebereise de Redufa Rabbi Yuda. Vafilu de Girs is Rabbi Yuda. So we don't have a Rabbi Yossi over here. Mikol Mokim Koshem. Veheich im Muchach Bepeg Mishay Tziyu Abigmorem. How is the Gemorem Echich Argemon? The Gemorem Erevin, Lichidoi Porgelemi Bereise de Redufem. That the Gemara proves that it's Yechidoi Paul Golemi Braise de Reduf, if it's time to come, the Masnis Nura Meyem. Dilme, if we say that according to Rabbi Yossi holds that Arusas Nesuis Yisarso. That's the Svara of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda holds Arusas Yinoso. So, Faktoisvis, and now we have the Tanakama of our Mishnah that says that the Sai Rusis Nesuis Lo Yisar Sevelo Yinos. So, we have a three-way Machloikis. So, Faktoisvis says, so how we Mechir Tanakam the Masnis Nirab Meyer, Dilma Rab Meyer, the Redufa, he can Rab Yaisi, the Masnis, and maybe Rab Meyer of Redufa, that's Rab Yaisi of our Mishnah. The loy shori eloli ores was only matali ores avoli nose loy. So that what the Tanakhama says, srichen lahamten, they have to wait. He didn't say what they have to wait for. So maybe srichen lahamten means they have to wait before they make nesuin. So maybe this Tanakhama is Rabbi Yossi that holds nesuin is also by everyone. Eresin is mutter. Kol anoshim yisalsu. So maybe so Rameyer is Rabbi Yossi. The loyshar eloris, avu nosa eloi. It's just lampish loyshar adoshim, the kamara mehan mili nosa. Avu loyoris miyad shori. Vav agav diktoni stomet tzricha islamtin. What right you have to say tzricha islamtin means, for nesuin? Tzricha islamtin means you have to wait for everything. Achanami tanu peg daladachim. Gabi giyoris ushvuya vanusa mefute tzricha islamtin stome divre rab Yehuda. And what does that mean? Balkocha haine davke li nose. The loyoris afilu nesuin shori hoche rab Yehuda. So alkocha, so this is asking amir de kekashe. That means if you'll say that according to rab Yossi, Kol anoshim yisarsu bedavke, so maybe that's machloikis, Rameyer and Rabbi Yehuda. Rameyer holds like Rabbi Yossi, the kol anoshim yisarsu. If you want to make nesuin, you have to wait 3 months. And now we have a Mishnah that says, the Tanakhama says that Eresin is also nesuin is also. This could be, this is a rabbin. This is not the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yehuda. Oi, heich imuch rabbi gmor do de bei rabbi yech ni mimas nisen de kaume de tani kulon zrich es la hamten. Maybe also it's like rabbi yoisi, dummeli nosi koma. Aber le yore shori. Venire kemo ishe perish rashi, kam des is rashi bei os in de mishne. Rabbi yoisi shori nami arusali nosei. Rabbi yoisi was mata everything. Leipolig Rab Yehuda Elo Be'eva Lechudi. The whole machloikis, Rab Yosi is a machmer and avelus, but in everything else, all the kulos are beauty odes also. Umiyu. Ma shehevi raya de sheminil Rab Yosi de mekel ba'avchone tvei me Rab Yehuda besoyperk daledachem. Now Rashi in the Mishnah said, Rashi proved it. Rabbi Yosi holds all the kulis of Rabbi Yehuda, and Nesuin is mutter for Naruse, and Rashi says, how do I know this? Because Rabbi Yosi is a mefusim to kemekel and avchone. So Rashi brings the Gemara and saved all the dachim. Rabbi Yosi holds that a zoyne does not need avchone, because she's misapeches, so he sees, and Rabbi Yehuda holds she does need avchone. So we see in Havchon that Rabbi Yosi is a bigger makel than Rabbi Yehuda. So Taisu says, "Ain't a rai? That's not rai. The dilme begiyoris vanusa makel mishum de misapeches like the sabak of the brinilel. There is makel because v'metzi she's misapech, so it's never shaykh bechlal. She's become uberes. Avol oilam goza arusa otu nesuah. Among arusa he was geizer otu nesuah." So from there, there's no raya that Rabbi Yosi is mater on the Rusali Nose. But if Rashi wanted to bring a raya, Mibrai said, Redu for you, Yochel and Bagde, Igoris bo Rabbi Yosi. If we goiris Rabbi Yosi in the Baraisa, so here it says, Klo, that Rabbi Yosi was mater, but goiris Rabbi Yosi, mater, li ores vili Nose miyad. We see Klo that Rabbi Yosi is mater, Nisuin by a Nisua Redufis. Avad the Givis will be Mata Nisuin by an Arusa. Igoris Borabiais, Legoza for Nisua Redufa, Otto Shain Redufa, Koshkoin, Legoza Arusa, Otto Nisua. So Kaponim, so Taisus here wants to say, like Rashi by us in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yosi is all the coolest of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi holds. He's only machma by Avelis. Behold, the posek Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yosi. If Rabbi Yosi is the same makel like Rabbi Yehuda, why didn't he say loch at Rabbi Yehuda? But look at Rabbi Yehuda. If I get Rabbi Yehuda, it's doch mefurish. Rabbi Yosi is doch, the loshen is not so clear. So Rabbi Yosi's loshen is misleading. Rabbi Yehuda's loshen is very clear. So say loch at Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. Well, I knock at Rabbi Yehuda, given to Shneim Shovim, Shemeshabal Livsek Rabbi Yosi, Gam Be'evil. He said, Aloch at Rabbi Yosi, because he wants to say, by Avelis, we pass on at Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi asked, and Asuah to make Eris in the first 30 days after Mrs. Bailo. That's the Chapter Rabbi Yosi. I knock at Rabbi Yosi, the Perish Bekuntres, Meshemadin Amuke, Imai. Ve'im Toima, Kshemagia Begmore, the Gemara makes a hagor and soif taf mem gimel o medalot. Eima Rabbi Yosi oima kol hanoshim yinosu. The Gemara says, the Gemara might make a girse, first it says kol hanoshim yisarsu. The Gemara says, look at me, kol hanoshim yinosu. Porich, the lesle Rabbi Yosi lahavchin. He doesn't hold of avchone. Umay kashme, my kashalei. Neime de kol hanoshim lav davke. Va'arusais davke koi. It's going on arusais. The mikor and nami lave davke lavikoi elan nesuis. The rusei shoya filolinos. If a geiris kol hanoshim is arsul, so the kol is lav davke. You take it with a grain of salt. It means kol hanesuis is arsul. So memela. So now it says kol hanoshim yinosu means arusus. Bishloime the loydomi the hashtave kol davke. That means, if we geiris kol anoshim yisarsu, so the keil is dafke. All noshim, that means, sai nesuois, sai arusois yisarsu. The koi shapa bein arusois bein nesuois, it's God, that's true, and arusa is also yisarsu. That's not wrong. She's allowed to make nesuin also, but I didn't say, I'm not saying anything wrong. Kol anoshim yisarso includes arusas and nesuas. Elosha diuk. The mashmi yisarso en yinosu loy lekoi akol nosh. The diuk isn't going on the kol noshim. The heter of yisarso is going on kol noshim. the diik nesuin lo, he's not going out kol noshim, that's only going on nesuis. El nesuis luchut. Abo pashta de masnisen a kol noshim koi. But if it says kol anoshim yinoso, then the gemara is to make the kakasha has said kol anoshim yinoso means nesuis also yinoso. So it doesn't hold about chone. Abo koshel rabbeinu tam, diktoni lekamo bebraise, V'kulon lo yinosu achilam shloisha chadoshim. Now here we got stuck with this lotion. V'kulon lo yinosu achilam shloisha chadoshim mashme afilu arusais. K'may kol anoshim. Just like I said, kol anoshim is koilul everyone, so kulon is also koilul everyone. And here it says v'kulon lo yinosu, so it seems arusais is all, are also not permitted to make nisuim. That kol anoshim means everyone, and kulon only means the suis. The girls per brayse the lufer Rabbi Yosi mater leoris. So Rabbeinu Tam holds like Rashi and Erevin, and Rabbi Yosi holds that kol anoshim is only yisavso, and the suin is also like. Goras linosa, the goras the Rabbi Yosi who saw the nesuah, the deicha kolimchek as formed the bakula goras linosa, voidelei ores afilu nesuah shori. Afilu nesuah shori, and it would seem dafke naruse, because here it says dafke redufe. If you guys have you the matali or it's a shikayach, so why do you need a redufa? If you're on the suah, the tada redufa is also mut. Aloha Rabbi Yosi, legos Rabbi Yehuda, the Bepek Mishel Tziyu, Koma Rabbi Yaki, Baridi, Yom Rabbi Yechnen, as follows. Rameyev Rabbi Yehuda, aloha ki Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, aloha ki Rabbi Yosi. Vein tzach lema Rameyev Rabbi Yosi, aloha ki Rabbi Yosi. So we have klolim or Rabbi Yochanan that we know klol how to pass. The daik the less lani klolim mitzvah Rabbi Yochanan lipsay ke Rabbi Yosi. Afogav the yichidoi poligale. So the Gemara says that if there's a klal that Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Meir aloche ke Rabbi Yosi, so why did Rabbi So the Gemara Sakasha, so why did Rabbi Yechon have to pass on like Rabbi Yosi over here? Vigores alochek Rabbi Yehuda, Yishapir tzich lipsik alochek Rabbi Yehuda, lafuki be Rabbi Yosi, the polygolay. If he said here, aloch, if a goyres alochek Rabbi Yehuda, so he's saying a merdik yechidish, even though all the time you Rabbi Yehuda be Rabbi Yosi, alochek Rabbi Yosi, here alochek is Rabbi Yehuda. So by he says, we're not goyres alochek Rabbi Yehuda.